Down. We are going live. 5.
Is that what I'm talking about?
4. 3.
You should have started from 2. You should have started from 3.
1.
Hey, what's going on, people? Welcome to another episode of Lit Talk Podcast, episode 14. I'm your host, Meech. And today, we're back on a regular set. Of course, I got Danny G the build. What's going on, man?
What it do? What it ain't? What it? Nah, all that bullshit. Yeah, I be trying.
So today, different. Today, right, we have a good guest, special guest, a good friend of mine, actually. You know what I'm saying? Miss China.
Hello.
Not China.
China.
But China.
Yes.
China is in the building, people, ladies and gentlemen. Give her a round of applause, please. Yeah.
Hi.
You know, of course, you know, I got referred, you know, about, you know, who.
My girl. Thank you.
Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Boop, 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 boop.
I had to bring you. And I was like, you know what? That's a great idea. How come you bring Jason?
You know what? I didn't.
You didn't even think about it. It's
I didn't cool. even process it.
Damn.
I didn't.
How you feeling though?
I'm good. I'm actually good.
How was the ride here?
It was actually smooth. My friend drives, so when she drives smooth. It was me.
Which one?
Which one?
Vanessa.
Okay. So Vanessa, the designated driver.
Yeah.
Hey, no more. Okay, cool.
So everybody get drunk besides Vanessa.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Is that true? Like for real?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I made Vanessa take a shot today.
No, she'll take a shot. By shot number 2, you might want to chill out.
I think the shot was like a pinky full halfway cup.
It wasn't serious then.
Hey, but can I say this?
What's up?
Shout out to Sam behind the scenes.
Sam is here.
Yeah. He's definitely here behind
he's
the scenes.
He's here right now. We told that boy, you still got to come to work when you're sick.
Okay? Yeah. He ran out of PTO.
Yeah.
He ran out of fucking PTO.
You feel what I'm saying?
Call the union.
Real quick though, China, can you share with the people what you do and stuff like that? Because I tell people, like, you live a lavish lifestyle.
What?
Yeah.
Don't say that. My mind might see
that. Oh my God. But go ahead. Can you tell the people what you do?
All right. So I am a body contour specialist.
All right. Pause on that one. What is that?
Body contour.
Contour.
Specialist.
Mm. Body. You so know my vocabulary never go that high as contour.
I'm about to break it down.
Okay. My bad.
I'm about to break it down. So pretty much what I do is I am the go-to girl in Miami when girls come and have surgery.
Okay.
I do the massages. I get them right. I show them how to properly go through their recovery after getting the BBLs, lipos, tummy tuck, breast lift, all that cosmetic surgery. And the body contouring just to help maintain, like, sculpting the body after years or months after having surgery.
What's the, like, average time, like, for women, like, to recover from that surgery?
3 to 6 months, honestly.
3 to 6 months?
Yeah, but my month, 3 sometimes, they get a little too lit of the body and they be outside already, so.
Oh, my God.
When you say they get a little too lit, what you mean by too lit?
Because.
They are eating bullshit they ain't supposed to eat?
That too, but you start to see your results, like the body start to body in.
The body start to body in.
And then you start to wearing little two pieces.
Too early.
Yeah, and he start taking you out even more.
So why are they doing that? The body's still leaking or the body like
No,
firm?
I said 3 months.
Oh, my bad. I don't know. I ain't got no...
No, the body's not still leaking.
Okay.
Okay.
You never pay for a BBL?
No.
See?
No.
You got to do it one time. So you can experience it.
You got to do it one time.
Hmm?
You said I got to pay for it one time?
One time for the girls. He got to do it one time.
What, pay for it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's why these simp ass niggas out here.
Oh my
when
God.
When people say shit
oh
like that,
my God.
That's what makes shit bad for people like me.
We're not gonna normalize that though, China.
Yeah, huh? We're not.
We're not gonna normalize
paying for BBLs.
Yeah. Which probably niggas out there doing it already, but we're not gonna normalize that though.
I mean, if she had your kid and her stomach is hanging, it wasn't hanging before.
No, call that a mommy makeover. Don't call that shit a.
No, mommy makeover. Let me explain. Mommy makeover is when it's like a tummy tuck and a cut. Cut the stomach. Somebody don't want to cut. Sometimes
well, I'll pay for that. I ain't paying for that contour part of it.
What? That's the best part.
See, there you go with the bullshit.
You ever hit a contour body from the back?
From the back?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. But with the surgery, though, what's the dark side of when you get that whole BBLs and stuff, or even the mommy makeover?
The dark side is honestly the recovery and the support during the recovery is the dark side.
That's
the part they don't see. Everybody always show the after, the how I look, the ooh, girl, look at me, go to this doctor. They don't ever show them that 3 months of going through it. not having the support, not being, imagine you're an independent person, you could do everything by yourself, and then now you're stuck in this bed, you got to smell this blood all.
So you the therapist while you doing this shit right here. With the
what's
little,
that?
I don't know the little shit I be seeing on TikTok when they be taking the little wooden cups and rolling up the body.
So that's the body contour part. Okay. You don't do that in the beginning. When you first initially get the surgery, the massages are to help your lymphatic system, which is to help drain the toxins. There's this liquid that they put in you to help melt the fat that they use to suck out the fat. So you have to have that fluid drained. So that's the actual post-op part. And then we're going to talk about 3 months, month six, where you do body contour.
Gotcha.
Using the wood, getting it down packed, like just maintenance it.
Right.
Yeah.
And how often you do that, though?
Honestly, you got to make it a lifestyle. It got to be part of your lifestyle, like once a week, just to maintenance it. Because especially if you're not a gym girly, if you just one of the people that just, let me get surgery, my body looks whatever, and think that surgery is just going
to
be the fix for the rest of your life. Yeah.
But you got to explain that. That's the part.
Yeah,
where
I'm lost because, you know, you got.
It's a cheat sheet to before you start the gym.
So why you just won't go to the gym?
Because it's going to take too long.
Some motherfuckers out here cheating the system.
Oh, my God.
So yeah. let me say this, right?
But it's a good cheat, though.
It's a good cheat.
Yeah.
So let me say this.
You get the surgery, you maintenance it.
Fuck all that. I'm going to say this. So when we cheat, it's a problem. But for y'all to cheat.
What y'all cheat on? We, now you talking about two different
cheats. Can you wait? Hold up. It's going to all intervene in the same thing. So when we cheat, it's a problem. But y'all cheat the entire system, it's okay. Y'all cheat the workout. Y'all cheat y'all man. And now y'all want to do body contour. So y'all cheating all in three ways. But the moment we say, hey, damn, she look beautiful, it's a problem.
Nah, you trying to confuse me right now. You see how you just add all that in one? That's like five different topics
because I'm
right
trying
now.
To understand. Because y'all cheat the system, but the moment a guy steps out and cheat is a problem.
What is he cheating? Because you're talking about body. You're talking about relationship.
It's cheating is cheating.
Y'all guys cheating get lipo,
the gym,
too. You
y'all
get lipo?
Cheating the gym.
Who get lipo?
Men.
Oh, them niggas.
You
them niggas.
You know any men?
I massage some.
Oh, they weird. No, can you give us a
but you don't post them, though, right?
I do. Go on my page.
Say no more.
So snatch underscore Miami.
Tell them, yeah, you need to tell them your page.
So it's so snatch underscore Miami.
So
snatch.
Snatch
ED.
Not
Miami.
Soul,
underscore Miami.
No. Oh, so oh,
like,
not
so
soul.
She's so snatch.
Oh, damn. I thought you were soul snatching. My bad.
He's so messy.
Yeah. I thought you were soul snatching.
I forgot. I was supposed to prepare you for this guy.
That's why you was trying to.
I
get
apologize.
Shots.
No, you know, I give shots to let you loosen up so you don't get all nervous when
you start
Meech come asking questions.
Was you nervous today?
No.
That's what I'm talking about.
She seemed a little tense when she was over there. She was like, yeah, let us get that shit.
Mm. No, I wanted it. You know what?
Yes. Say that one more time.
That's crazy. So real quick. So, is it safe to say that you got your body sculpted and,
yes.
and everything.
Hell yeah.
Right? You did your own sculpting?
Yeah.
Oh, you did your own?
Mm-hmm.
So how you got into the whole sculpting thing, though?
So I was pregnant for like 2 years.
Okay.
So the big back started to be a little.
It was backing.
It was backing. Titties was hanging. I have twins, so I was pumping for like.
Shout out to the twins.
You know?
I'm sorry. I had to turn.
You know? And my mom felt bad for me. It was like my 24th birthday and you get two new titties. Yay. And then that's all you gotta do.
Mm. Oh my gosh. you ever thought about like, damn, this might be a little addiction I might get hooked on?
No.
No. So you disciplined when it comes down to surgery and stuff like that.
I already had shape. I just after kids kinda made you kinda.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
So I just wanted to make sure it was back.
Okay.
So that was the goal behind that.
Kids?
Hell nah.
You good?
Yeah, I'm okay.
I'm gonna say hell nah.
You could always have more kids and scope it
right back.
No, I'm okay.
Huh? It don't become addicting when you got more kids and you know how to scope your own shit back. She can get her shit back in shape herself.
Yeah, like for real. After you do have like the proper surgery, the proper recovery, you do everything you need to do right. Mm-hmm. Even if you had kids, you gain weight, you could snatch back with the proper body contour coach.
So can I ask one question? And it's been on my mind today. When people get all the body scoped in and all the surgery shit, why do they think it's okay to just keep eating uncontrollably.
Because somewhere in their mind, I'm starting to process that they think that that fat is never gonna come back. Mm-hmm.
So when you do all the body scope, you can eat whatever you want. Say I get body scope, whoop de whoop de whoop, and I eat whatever I want. I'm just coming to you so you can do the little wood shit. You know how they be, hey, look me, they be like this.
And let me tell you what I tell the girls that do that. I said, honestly, because I love what I do, I'm just gonna take your money. You need to at least minimum be doing some type of physical activity for it to make sense.
Okay.
If you're going to still be eating bad and drinking like crazy and you're not working out, you're just going to come and lay on this table and think I'm just going to be helping you and you're not compressing or doing any kind of workout, mm-hmm. you're not doing anything. They have to be doing some form of physical activity for that to like to keep it. So I'm like the gym without actually going to the gym, like the gym that you lay down at, and I do everything, just sculpting that part of your body using the wood tools, some machine called cavitation that helps break down and melt down the fat. Mm-hmm. So you have like doing some form of working out and compressing, which is using like wearing out of your waist trainer or a faja that helps keep that shape. Or you could just be a gym girl and go to the gym.
So what about like, you know, out there in the world, there's a certain stigma when it comes down to that, right? Getting your body done and stuff. And of course, still eating how mm-hmm. you want to eat. Is it like a lack of discipline?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you go in there thinking that a surgery is going to solve your issue and you don't have discipline from before you started.
Right, right.
You're going to be right back on the table 6 months later. For sure. For sure. Or if you know, it depends. It's so many different type of girls that goes through this surgery process. You have the ones that are gym girlies and they just can't get rid of that one lower fat. They did everything. They look good on the top of it and they just get the lipo. And it's like, why throw the fat away? Just transfer it to fill in my hip dips.
Okay.
But on paper, they still call it a BBL. That's why we just say, oh, they did a BBL surgery. Right, right, but right, like, right. It's certain different things that they can transfer the fat to fill it out and to make you look better. And that girl is going to use that cheat sheet, which is getting the lipo done, mm-hmm. and then continue working out, still eating how she used to eat, her diet and everything, and be good. And then we have those who just, oh, I don't get away. We're going to go along. They lay on this table. And then.
So eat whatever you want to eat. Lay on the table and then come to you for the body sculpting.
No, you come to me for post-op and then we transition to body sculpting. I do both.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Damn.
So, okay. Yeah, I heard it first.
Wow. Okay.
Eat what you want to eat.
I didn't say that.
Post-op.
I did not say.
Oh, my bad.
I did not say eat what you want to eat.
That's what they don't.
That's what they're doing, but I'm not. We're not promoting that.
You're not promoting
eat what you
want to
eat. No.
That's crazy.
Okay, so I'm going
to
promote
eat
what you want
to
eat, go to the gym. Come see China,
uh-huh.
and then go to them people to cut you again.
See? No,
that's,
ladies.
That's the whole process right there.
Yeah, if you're going to pay for the money anyway, you're going to pay for it regardless.
No. We don't want to waste our money, though, either or his.
Well, a lot of women I know,
Did you catch that?
You ain't catch that.
I heard it, but I was still trying to get my thought across.
Continue, though.
Eat what you want to eat. I'm giving you the regiment. Of success. Eat what you want to eat. Mm. Come to China for the post-op.
No, go to get the lipo first.
Lipo.
I thought you...
Get the lipo first.
Okay, get the lipo first. Then see China.
Mm-hmm.
And then go lay on the people table and...
No, the lipo is the lay on the people table.
No, but you the coach.
Okay, no. It's eat what you want to eat.
Okay.
Right? You gain the weight. You go do the lipo, which is the people them, the doctors.
Okay.
And then you come to me.
So you lay people down in the back seat? Because I'll be seeing people lay down.
Not the transporter.
Now, yeah, that's another thing.
That's too, a though. Whole nother, like, this surgery life has so many different, you have the one that transports you have the one that take care of you.
That's actually a business? Like, the whole transport thing?
Yeah, you could just be a transporter. You got a van?
Shit, and I ain't got no van. I got a car. You could lay down in that bed.
Yeah, you got a Tesla.
A Tesla?
Hey, I do not. Listen.
Cut it out, coach.
I got a family car. I got a family vehicle.
Is it good enough to put like a single air mattress in the back?
Of course.
Yeah, so you're good.
I think I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah.
But that's
we live in Miami.
It's like that's what you call trafficking.
Yeah. trafficking. You think I can get charged for
it? I think you might get charged for somebody laying up in your back.
You see a motherfucker laying up face down ass up. What are we doing?
I don't know about that one, bro. I don't know.
Oh, I'm just taking him to see China.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
That's crazy.
That's
though.
Crazy. That is very crazy, right?
Wow. So, okay. So, do females come to you or males? come to you for advice before they do surgery?
Yeah, I do offer like consults. So they do ask me, they're like, hey, I'm undecided between these two doctors. What doctors do you think do the best? Tummy Tuck in Miami. Okay. Who do you think this? Who do you think that? And I do charge them a fee. They send me their pictures. Mm-hmm. And I just give me about like 3 days and I kind of go over the pictures and kind of, you know, suggest, hey, I would advise you do a tummy tuck first, then do this, or the BBL first, then do that, based on your body type, if you're looking for it. Because some recovery is better if you do it separately than doing it together.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, like, if a girl decides to do a mommy makeover, uh-huh. which is breast lift, tummy tuck, and a BBL, how you going to lay? You can't lay on the butt because it got a fluff.
You lay sideways on the pillow.
What about your hips?
Fuck it. Lay on the edge of the bed. You used
so it's a lot of discomfort. They have gravity chairs. They have different ways you could, but it's the discomfort is a lot. So sometimes you want to break it up. You want to just do the front half first and then the back. Mm.
So is it okay to say that body dysphoria plays a role?
No. Well, they do have that. Uh-huh. There's some that just don't get it. Like, what are you looking at, girl? I don't see what you're saying.
Right. So that was going to next question where like these females that come to you, mm-hmm. do you be like, okay, I don't think you need that.
Yeah, I literally had one. If you go on my page, there's a girl. She was like, China, yeah, I think I need to go again. Wow. Round three. For what?
You say round three?
Yeah.
So they really fighting Mayweather versus Pacquiao.
Yeah.
It's really fighting itself.
Yeah.
That is wild.
But sometimes, let me just explain for the girlies that do rounds. The thing with the rounds is, the thing with this whole surgery stuff, right? Uh-huh. There's some people that do be mudding it. Like, you don't even need to go again. Some people like that blow-up doll look. So they go round after round and have that crazy look. They choose to. Some people like that blow-up look. And then some people, you really, truly have to do more than one round to get the look that you want.
I got you. Okay.
Some girls, like, their metabolism are fast. So when they do their first BBL, the fat dies and they never shape. So they have to do a second round for it to really stick. Or sometimes some people's skin is too tight or they were too skinny. She had to gain weight and do it again for her to look a certain way. So some rounds really are, it really does depend on the person's body and how they heal.
You ever met across a skinny girl that wanted a BBL?
Yeah.
With no fat?
With no fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I advise her to take some supplements and gain weight.
Fuck that. I want a BBL now.
Hmm?
You mean a lipo.
Lipo with ab etching.
BBL. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's what I want. I don't want no BBL.
Come on.
Scratch that. My bad.
I'm going to clip the fuck out of this shit. Clip him for that
no,
one.
No, you don't want a BBL.
you want a lipo.
You want like a Drake special.
I want a six pack.
Not the Drake special.
I want a six pack with all this suck knot. Mm-hmm. And when you see me, I want to be on the beach with Speedos.
Yeah, you can do that.
So you want the abs and everything?
I want all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can do that.
You know, you know.
Let me see stand up.
I can't stand up right now.
But yeah, you can do that.
The way this shit set up is. It's
a free consultation, man.
I'm saying.
Hey, listen. Hey, listen. We going to get that after the set. You know what I mean?
So let's move on from the whole surgery thing, right?
Yes.
I know when I met you, of course I met you through your little brother and stuff like that, but mm-hmm. I think when I officially met you, you was pretty known about your birthday party, like themed birthday parties.
Yeah, I love my birthday. It's coming up.
Coming up.
When your birthday?
November 20th.
Okay.
And your birthday coming up too, so boom. So when it came down to the themed birthday parties, right? I just want to put this out there. I'm not being messy either. Right,
mm-hmm.
we shot the Red Spice. Mm-hmm. Right, we spoke the Red Spice when it come down to whatever stuff like that. She basically said she kind of introduced you to the whole theme thing, the whole theme party.
Theme party,
like you know what I'm saying, like because she said that was a thing back in G5. So I'm not saying you took the idea from her,
mm-hmm.
but she kind of introduced you to the idea of. So having theme parties.
She introduced me to the idea of, so it was my 30th birthday party and I wanted to, she used to do videos for her birthdays.
Right, okay, yeah.
So I always had theme parties and had like little stuff that I wanted to do. And I was like, I'm turning 30 and I wanted to do something grand. And I remember she had a video that she did. I was like, how did you do that video? Because mm-hmm. I wanted to do a video. I was doing, what did I do guys? Arabian Nights? Yeah. I was doing Arabian Nights.
Okay.
And I was like, I want to do Arabian Nights. I look like I'm in a desert dancing, and I'm a genie in a bottle.
Right.
And then I went to Specs. Mm. That's who she referred me to.
Okay.
And then I did a video. And ever since then, every time I wanted to do like any kind of like birthday thing, I'm like, girl, this is what I'm doing. What you think?
Right.
And we just always brainstorm with each other because she's extra just like me.
So when it comes to your parties, which one do you feel like that was like the best one that you?
The best one?
Yeah.
All of them. Crazy. But
or the best theme that you probably you came up with?
I think the Arabian. What you think, guys?
The 30th.
Yeah. Because everybody, what makes a great theme party is when everybody really come in.
And dress up.
Dress up.
For sure. Yeah.
So I want to say like the Arabian was. The carnival was good too.
Okay.
Yeah.
And which birthday that was?
35.
Okay. So we're trying to put the math together.
Ah.
I'm trying.
The Junkanoo.
Oh, yeah, the Junkanoo too?
Wait, hold up. Can I intervene?
Go ahead.
You Haitian, right?
Yes.
How the fuck y'all get Junkanoo? They buying me.
Huh?
How the fuck y'all get Junkanoo at your party? Haitians do not have fucking Junkanoo.
I have when I'm my baby shower, though. I ain't going.
Haitians do not have Junkanoo.
No, so that is an African American thing.
Bahamian.
A yank.
It's
Yank
thing.
Bahamian, but Bahamian is more on the Yank side than Haitian side.
In Miami?
No, it's a Black American.
It's a Black
American.
It's what? Yes,
it's
a Black American.
And what are Haitians? Not a Black American. My point is exactly. So why the fuck y'all got Junkanoo?
It's a Bahamian.
So the reason why I got Junkanoo because I felt like it went with the theme.
No,
so why
definitely.
Haitian got involved in that shit?
Because she's doing a theme.
That's bullshit. You should stick to your theme, goddammit. But I'm just saying. I am, because I'm the only Yank on the show.
So he got to go hard.
I got to go hard or go home.
Man. I don't blame you. Okay, so you had a drinking. Okay, so so this birthday party, how about this one? Like, what's cooking up?
This year, I'm not having a party.
Nah.
So what you doing?
You probably going out the country.
She having body contours.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm having a birthday special. Ladies, book with me, please. I'm trying to
for your birthday?
Go out of town.
Oh, y'all booked with her right now.
Birthday special.
Birthday special.
Yeah, I got a birthday special going on right now. So,
golly. Yeah. Okay, man.
She going to roll the wood. She going to...
I'm going to massage you. I'm going to properly compress you.
Y'all get with it or go home.
Yeah, just like that.
That's crazy. You know what? Let's continue. Let's move on, right? So we're going to talk about a couple topics right now, right? I'm going to ask you a question real quick. This is a question... You know, we always come up with certain questions for the pod, mm-hmm. right? And can a man in a relationship have female friends? Are you cool with that? Like,
yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Female friends.
Yeah.
I'm your man. Oh, I got to stop you, Meech.
My bad. I'm sorry.
I'm your man. Them your girls. You see our relationship with your friends a little too cloudy. Like I'm more of your friend, homeboy, than anything. You see us, oh hey, I'm grabbing them, we laughing. What you saying?
I don't have friends like that, so I don't have friends like that. That's gonna like allow it to get that cloudy.
To that point.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you.
My friends already know what time it is.
But you don't know that.
I mean, until it happens, we're gonna find out. But I don't have friends that's gonna be because I've been in a situation where my friends are my guy friends. They're all friends. And I mean, until it happened, but I've never been in that position. But will I allow friends? Sure, I don't.
You cool with that?
Jail. Yeah, I don't have time for that. Because I have a lot of male friends. I was a tomboy before I got all this girliness going on. So I have a lot of male friends.
Nah, I do not believe that.
What? My nigga doll? That's my homie right there.
I don't believe that. You got pictures? Like,
see, I ain't gonna
lie.
Do
you have one of the old pictures from middle school?
No. See, I ain't gonna lie. Listen, hold the fuck up. Hold up, Meech.
I ain't believe that one. Go ahead.
You ain't, hell no, I ain't on that type of. I see you getting too close to my homeboys. I'm gonna check that shit.
But what is too close?
Too like, close, like I'm hugging him, I'm hugging her now. Like, hey, and I'm that hug too long.
You know, there's the side hug, and there's the front hug, and there's the behind hug.
You gonna get a full potential hug. If I see you hugging that nigga too long, hey, what you got going on?
Of course, I get it.
Okay, just let you know, shit.
So, but when it come down for you, you doing the hugging. Like, you're hugging too long.
Yeah.
See? So, you're the problem.
This guy.
So, the Black American that has a Junkanoo hugs too long. This girlfriend's
right, next question, Meech.
Oh, my
question.
Gosh. She done size you up quick.
Next question.
Yeah. All right, next question, right? High value men and women. Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. High value men and women.
Yeah.
Is it a real thing?
Is that a real thing? It's like, is that like a reality?
It is.
Okay. What you think, Danny?
You want my political answer or you want my real answer?
We
want
political.
Both.
It could be, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. It all depends on the person.
Yeah.
Do you consider yourself a high value woman?
Yes. Did you answer that? Yes.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, I seen y'all clocking shit. So can y'all clock it?
Yes.
When you answer that question, clock it.
You gotta
clock it. I learned that from what her name is?
What's that?
Red Spice. I learned to clock it shit.
Clock it.
She was clocking a lot though.
She was clocking a whole lot of shit. But I learned
it was,
that.
It was too much. It's 2 point her nails were just straight clicking.
Yeah, that was it. It wasn't nothing else but clocking but her nails.
Oh man. So so this is a guy question, but I do want to have your input with this, right? Then honestly, you got to answer this.
I'm gonna give it to you full blown.
Would you rather a ran through 10 or untouched 6?
I'm gonna take an untouched 6 all day.
Untouched 6.
Untouched.
You don't want to ran through 10.
I don't want to ran through 10 because I could build that untouched 6 up to what I want. What I want.
But at this age.
Bingo. Yeah. Big age. You big age.
Bang
coach.
Bang bang. You see the pistol?
I always got backup.
Exactly. You say
I
what?
Always got backup.
At a big age, where are you gonna find untouched 6?
That's what I'm saying. We need you to speak. You? We need you to speak in reality.
Yeah, how old are you?
Exactly.
Vanessa.
No, he's big age for sure. Don't worry.
How old are you?
I'm a big age.
Say your age. I'm 39.
I'm a big age, so therefore, I would want to build that.
Can you pause on you 39 for real?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a 20-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah, 20-year-old what?
Daughter.
Untouched 6.
Thank you.
I'm gonna take that shit all day. I know
that's it's not cracking at all. Yeah. Though.
Keep it real though. But I'll always take it.
But when you say untouched 6, is that like where's that coming from though? Like that's such I feel like that's such a, like an elementary answer.
But why would I take a 10 that's been shut through the mud and been disrespected and X, Y, and Z.
But who said she was?
Hold on, I'm talking right now. Don't cut me off. So therefore, I'll always take that 6 because at the end of the day, I can build you to what I want to build you to.
But that would make no sense if you're on it. If you're like in your 20s, like going like 32, I get it.
Mm.
But you're 40 years old. In 10 more years, you're going to be 50. You weren't.
You still trying to train somebody?
I'd rather train you with the good snacks than the bad ones.
But I'm saying, well, hold on. So,
wait.
So
China. So, what would your answer relate to? Because I ain't gonna lie, China, you brought the wrong people with you, because they in my throat right now. Sew that shit up, and now is your answer.
Oh man, I mean, from a guy perspective, like, how would you answer that though? Like, you want
honestly
a ran through man, like a 10 or?
So the 10 mean they ran through.
Ran through. Yeah, it's a ran through 10.
Like they every time you look at social media, it's Sam coming through every snap you see on the T page or.
Oh yeah, no. Let me get a 6. Hold on now.
Okay then.
You know,
my point is. So what's the difference?
So you want someone unpopular?
She just wanted the 6. She wanted the 6.
No,
with
you
want
a 6, friend.
She wanted the 6 as well as me. So don't come for me when she wanted the 6 too. She could build a bear. She how they said that you can build a nigga. You stitch him the way you want him to be stitched.
Friend, you remember when we were talking about Oho? You want an Oho?
I feel like if you're stuck in your way, you're stuck in your way.
At the end of the day, at the end of it all. You create and you build what you want to build. It's not the 10 or the 6. But if I grab a 6 and I gravitate towards that 6, we gonna build a bonding relationship. If I tell a 10,
see, that's a better answer.
If I tell a 10, we gonna do this. The 10 gonna disagree because it's already ran through. It ain't no more stitching that shit up.
Mm.
The stitch is left already. So you stitching and that bitch won't find that part to reconnect. You stitching for no reason. So what we stitching for? If I could take this 6 and I can slowly put the threads together. If I take a 10, you trying to find that hole and the hole ain't connecting with the other hole.
I like a pair of shoes.
I'm a seamstress. So I know. Gotcha.
Oh, but
so next question, Meech.
But hold on, that was a great way to clean up that answer, though.
Yeah, no, you cleaned it up real good.
I'm not going to.
What we're going to do? We're going to clock it.
Yes.
I don't hear your nails. That shit ain't clocking. Okay, this that's your clocking now.
That was a great way you cleaned that one up.
Yeah, you cleaned up because that first answer was.
But
it was too direct. It was too direct.
Yeah.
It was too direct, so I had to put the sauce on it to make it clearer.
For sure, for sure. For sure. So, real quick, though, right?
What about you?
Who, me?
Mm-hmm. 6 to 10.
This guy looking crazy. Beep, 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 beep. I'm not trying to piggyback off what he say. You think I'm saying?
I'll make it easy for you. 6 to 10. You don't even got to explain.
6. We'll take a 6, of course. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the quote-unquote build up. But the Randall 10, it come with a whole different package. Whole different luggage.
Oh, yeah.
You think I'm saying? I don't think I want to carry down my bag right now.
Yeah.
I'm good. You feel me? So real quick, though, you know, we have this segment that's called Talk Your Shit.
Mm-hmm.
You think I'm saying? That's for the guests.
Okay.
That's for you to basically talk whatever you want to talk about. You know what I'm saying? There's something you want to chest, you know, go ahead and express it to make it easier for you, right? Mm-hmm. This is your time. Is there any misconception that they have about China?
If they do, I don't know it.
You don't know it?
I don't never really get no, if they're talking or whatever it is, it's probably in a group chat, in the DMs. I've never really gotten that. I'm a real girls girl.
Okay.
And especially with the business that I do, I deal with a lot of girls. I see you naked, I see a hoo-ha. So, might not want to talk about me.
Oh. Ooh. So that shit could be stretched. That shit could be.
Come on now.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm just trying to understand it.
I don't never really get no bad vibes with people. And if I did, that was back in.
Back in the day.
High school days.
Them tomboy days.
Yeah, tomboy days when I had to.
Oh, so you.
Baggy pants and big sneakers.
Yeah, Dickies.
Dickies?
You ain't wear no fucking Dickie, bro. Come on.
Yes, I did. With the Buffalinos.
Oh.
And the Hush Puppies.
Your shit was leather? Let me see if you was real.
Leather.
Oh.
I had the leather and the suede.
Ooh.
Which color? Black?
Blue. Navy blue.
The outfit said she had the brown.
The brown.
The brown.
That's why we fought with you.
She was a real nigga. She was a real nigga.
Yeah, a real nigga. But no, but still, though, do you have anything you want to say, though? Like I said, this is. This
you know
is
what I want to clear the air about?
Mm.
Is that the BBL smell.
The BBL smell.
Yeah, they be like girls that have BBL, they butt smell and all that. Those are the
Wait,
ones.
Wait, they butt smell or they juices smell?
They just say, you know what I'm talking about, Sam? Say it out loud.
They ask too big for them to wash it.
Hold up. That's why Sam on the T-Page? I'm sorry, Sam. I'm sorry.
That one forever. You forever gonna get you with that one.
That's forever. Sam.
So that's a saying though. But not
that's a saying. You said I'm clearing up a saying. That's a saying. Wow. Well, you know what? I'm not gonna say it's a saying. Some people probably do have that smell because they salop. I don't know how to say it in English. How you say it? Salop in English?
They dirty.
Dirty.
Just, yeah, they ain't clean.
They're not cleaning your server. They, you know,
so you ain't know how to say dirty in English?
It just don't flow right with the vibes of what I'm saying. Yeah. Like. Yeah. Yeah, it's more aggressive. Salop.
But yeah, salop is.
Put food out to Santi, salop. You know, you gotta.
You see an aggressive saying that shit right there. Damn.
I didn't know that was a thing, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they had a whole thing. Oh, the girls with BBL, they butt stink, this, that, and third.
God,
and it goes
damn.
Down to everybody who naturally have a fat ass. So you automatically goes in that calendar. Yeah,
is it
BBL.
During the process?
Huh?
Is it during the process they think it's.
Just imagine somebody, no, it's forever. If you're a salop, you're a salop. it's gonna stick in the beginning because you just got it put in.
Right.
You're gonna have that surgical smell.
Right.
But we're talking about 6 months down the line and somebody still smells.
You
like,
always say that.
That's the body odor in the middle of the butt that they never had. Oh. Remember, you came from SpongeBob. So now Patrick. And so you got this, you got a deeper tunnel.
You gotta go in there.
So you gotta clean up and through there.
Yeah.
So you gotta open them cheeks and sit in the tub.
They gotta take you through that. If they don't take it through that.
Hey, how you do that shit again? How you gotta take it through that?
Take it through that.
So they gotta open their cheeks and sit down in the tub.
You gotta put that one leg. Put it on the wall if it's a shower.
Jesus.
If it's a tub, you gotta put it on the top of the tub. Lean forward. Get in there.
So they have strategies and ways to
get
through that ass.
Real quick. So for the guys who's paying for the BBL. Also, you gotta help her clean too.
Come on now.
All right, you gotta help her clean. All right, because you
clock it.
Don't just be paying and not cleaning.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I know that was this
guy crazy. She just had your baby.
Man, fuck that.
Come on, kill her.
But that's okay. Just hire. They have the girls who take care of them. Just hire one. You got it, boss.
Hey, shout out to yourself one more time.
So Snatch Miami.
So Snatch Miami. Yo, that's crazy. But you know what? Unfortunately, we do got to wrap it up a little bit, though.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? We appreciate you coming through.
Thank you.
Actually, we're going to do a part two. We have to do a part two.
Yeah.
The next sure. time, we're going to be a little bit longer, of course. Part two coming soon with mm-hmm. China. Not China. I'm sorry, Red Spice. Again, this is episode what? Again, 14? I'm sorry. Episode 14, ladies and gentlemen, China came through. She's in the building. Clap it up for her one time. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, one more time. She clocking it and you clapping. What's the difference? Huh? You gonna clock it or clap it?
He said clap it up. Okay, my bad.
Okay, that's real.
This is not poetry.
Oh, my bad. I was trying to figure that shit out.
You dig what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. Subscribe. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Instagram.
Yep, yeah.
We're going up right now. We hop. We're hot right now. We love it.
I
like this pod right here. But again, part two will be coming soon with China, all right?
Thank you for having me, y'all.
You clap, Vanessa. What you...